Bishop Patterson from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. You may reach me at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023. You may also reach us by way of the World Wide Web at theapostolicfaith.org. Theapostolicfaith.org. Thank you for tuning in to this radio station at this time for the Whole Truth Radio broadcast.
In prayer by Elder George Washington.
Most holy and all-wise God, we again come before the throne of grace. Dear precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, giving you all the praise, honor, and glory because you are worthy. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the mighty God. You are the one that created the heavens, the earth, the seas, and the fullness thereof. You spoke it into existence by the breath of your mouth. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your word, because it takes the word of God to save us. Without the word, we know that we're lost and undone. If you don't know it, you should know it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we're thanking you for all things. We thank you how you watch over us and keep us, each and every one. How you do send your angel before us, praise God. And when we're in trouble, praise God, we can call upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Call on that precious, sweet, saving name. Jesus. Lord God, have mercy on my soul. Have mercy, Lord. Bless, Lord. Give us the victory, which you have already done, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you for the apostle in the land, Anthony J. Patterson. We give him honor and double honor for laboring in the word and the doctrine. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, how you have blessed him and the whole household of faith. Lord, we pray that you give him every place that he sets his foot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, keep him healthy. Wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, bold as a lion. Lord, we pray that you bless this radio broadcast as it goes out over the airways. That someone somewhere will hear and repent and come on Bible order. Praise God. Lord, we realize that your word's not going to go out void, but you said it'll accomplish that which you please. And it'll prosper wherever you send it. Praise the Lord. We thank you. Oh, we pray for the sick and the afflicted, that you will touch their bodies according to your will. It will be done. Hallelujah. Bless the congregation. Bless the service. Praying, Father, that someone somewhere will hear the word and come before it's eternally too late. We thank you for all things in your blessed holy name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. And forever we'll praise you. Amen. Amen and amen.
To our radio listening audience, we take this opportunity to invite you to write to the Apostle Anthony Patterson at Post Office Box 3880, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19146 in the United States of America. We invite you to call by dialing area code 610-583-2400. We encourage you to visit the World Wide Web at theapostolicfaith.org. And most of all, we encourage you to come thou with us. But we will do thee good, because the Lord has spoken good concerning us. The Lord has had mercy on us. He has kept our feet. He has graced us with his voice from heaven, bringing his word of God to us. Now we're going to afford you the opportunity to hear the voice of God. Coming to you from the world's foremost minister, Bible analyst, and authority on the divine word of God, the next speaking voice, the apostle of Jesus Christ. Hear God from heaven.
I am grateful to God that the gospel that was preached is still good today.
Yes, it is.
Though the enemy is busy, he's trying to devour us all. But if you think about the reward that God has, my God, it makes you run on.
Amen.
Listen to Bishop Johnson this morning, and my God, when he said you can charge God and tell God I got something against you, that sounded good to me.
Yeah.
I would have never thought such. But when I heard him say that, that's good. Because you gave me a promise.
That's right.
And I can hold you against you until you give it to me.
Amen.
Now that sounds good
Amen.
To me.
Amen.
If God got something you want and it's a promise, I say I got somewhat against you.
Amen.
Until you give it to me. And once you give it to me, I'll let go. I'll let you go.
That's right.
I need a job. I'm going to hold something against you until you give it to me because you promised me.
That's right.
And when you give it to me, I'll say, all right, you
Amen.
Did it. He's not a liar.
That's right.
He fulfills all promises.
Yes, he does.
But the Holy Ghost was saying to me as I was coming to you today and say, you know, in mixed company, you think everybody that's with you is for you. But sometimes you're in mixed company.
Amen.
And not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter. So sometimes you find yourself in mixed company. And you want to say Jesus and something just hold you because you're in mixed company. But we want to be thankful to God at every turn of this trip because truly he's been good to us.
Amen.
I'm so sick of that false prophet at 22nd and Bainbridge Street, I don't know what to do. But that's God. And I got something against him. And I'm going to hold it against God until my feet are there. But it's just feel good to say, Lord, I got something against you. Because I know what you're going to do, but I want it now.
Yes.
It's a promise.
Amen.
That place will be a lighthouse.
Yes.
That souls are dying to be saved and getting caught up into the devil's web. It's a shame. But you're in mixed company. You understand me?
Amen.
It is a joy when you think on the goodness of God and you realize you haven't turned.
Amen.
To the right hand, nor the left hand. And when you look at the word of God and you find yourself in his will, it makes you feel good. It can't be preached or someone can't say of you, Bishop Patterson changed. Can't say it. But Kenny, help him, Lord. Help him on his way to hell. Help him to the flames of the eternal hell for every soul that he turned that was in the light and he turned them to darkness. But see, they were never with us. They were never of us. So God let us see something. But when you're in mixed company, sometimes you let the Pharisees have it. It was the priests that told Peter and the rest of them, don't y'all speak in this man's name no more. Don't speak in the name of Jesus anymore. Because you have everybody believe in this doctrine. But even though they were in mixed company, they said, we had rather obey God than man. But let me give you God's word to show you something. I want you to see yourself from the old book to the new book. Of how your steps are fine. How you have found God. You found the Messiah, and there's no need to change. There's no need to change the way. There's no need to change the doctrine that was preached. Hold to it. Get me Malachi. I'll start with him. He's good. Let's start in the second chapter. Follow me.
And now. O ye priests.
O ye priests.
This commandment is for you.
Oh. Now, y'all just be mindful for a while. I'm not talking to you all. This is the priests. He said, if you will not hear.
If ye will not hear.
Let's say he's a priest. If you will not hear.
If ye will not hear.
Yes.
And if ye will not lay it to heart.
If you will not lay to heart my gospel.
To give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts.
Now, it's not but one Lord. You can divide them if you want. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord your God is one Lord. There's no flesh and blood in heaven.
Amen.
What was in heaven was the Word.
Amen.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
Because in heaven, you see, Lindsay, God had a mind. Before he ever spoke anything, he exists.
Amen.
So what he did, Lindsay, was he opened his mouth and he spoke.
Amen.
And said, let there be light. And hallelujah to God, that word that he spoke for the first time created all things that you
Amen.
See.
Amen.
Then that word made itself flesh. But it made itself flesh in the womb of the woman.
Amen.
There was no woman in heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. If the priest would hear me and lay it to heart that you give glory to the name of God. For the first time when heaven spoke, when Saul said, "What is your name, Lord?" Heaven didn't give him another name. Heaven said, "I'm Jesus." Saul asked after the name of the Lord. There is but one Lord.
Amen.
There's one Lord.
Amen.
Church ain't got no second Lord.
Amen.
That sonship, when it got on the cross, God said it was finished.
Amen.
He said, "Beloved, now are ye the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what you shall be." But one thing the church knows, we're going to be like him. We're going to follow the same path. If we have to walk on the water, we'll walk. Got to walk on the sand, we'll walk. But my God, when we take on the air and walk on up, if the priest would hear, my God, they wouldn't say the things they say about God. If they lay to heart what has already been laid down and preached, here is but one God. Israel never believed in two gods. Though Moses was a god to the people, the folks knew there was a god over Moses.
Amen.
Moses was in flesh and blood.
Amen.
But the God of heaven was spirit.
Yeah, that's right.
So when he opened his mouth and spoke all things, that voice said, "I was always with you."
That's right.
Job talked about it.
That's right. Amen.
I was with him because she said, John said, "In the beginning was the word."
Amen.
Not in the beginning of God.
Amen.
In the beginning of all things you see that are invisible and visible.
Amen.
That was the beginning of things.
Amen.
Not the beginning of God. So that word then took on flesh, but the word was still God.
Amen.
He said, "I made myself a little lower than the angels." He didn't even take on the nature of angels. He took on our nature so he can get on the cross and shed the blood for all of us. And when he finished shedding blood, he said, "It's finished now."
Amen.
God said, "I laid down my life." When did God lay down his life? When he had on flesh and blood.
Amen.
But he didn't take flesh and blood to heaven.
Amen.
You can't get up there in it.
Amen.
He said, "I'll show you a mystery."
That's right.
We all shall be changed. This corruptible flesh and blood is going to be changed to incorruption. This mortal that you have on is going to be changed into immortality. Then you're going to say to death, you're going to be swallowed up in victory. I'm going to swallow death up as I go up. But Kenny don't know this. There is but one God. My God. What you're going to call on flesh and blood for? Flesh and blood can't help you. Only thing we needed for that flesh and blood, God needed a voice.
Yes, sir.
And when God got the voice in that woman, that voice spoke. He said, "Me and my Father are one."
Amen.
There's no other God beside me. If there is no other God that can save, there is no Redeemer beside me. Now, if you got another, I don't know where he is.
Amen.
I don't believe in him. I believe in God,
amen.
The one Lord. Know ye that the Lord, he is God.
Amen.
It is he that hath made us,
amen.
And not we ourselves.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. But if the priest will not hear.
If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart.
If you don't lay it to heart to give the glory.
Name,
yes.
The Lord of hosts. I will even send a curse upon you. And I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already.
Don't run. Swallow that up. God said, I'll do it. And the one thing, I've already done it.
I have cursed them already.
Because you did not lay it to heart what S.C. Johnson preached, I've cursed you already.
Amen.
Why? You changed. I told you to hold to it. I told you to be steadfast. Unmovable. Behold, I will corrupt your seed.
Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces.
This is God.
The dung of your solemn feasts.
Everything you doing down there, I'm spreading dung on it.
And one shall take
it. Don't mean nothing to me. Amen. That whatever you do down there, until Patterson steps there, then I'll take away the solemn feast. Then I'll bring the victory.
Amen.
And my God, it'll be a lighthouse forever, because the truth. Behold, I will corrupt your seed.
I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon
There's
your
no
face.
Need of praying for it, because I've already done it.
Amen.
Don't change my heart. I'm a God that changes not. Yes.
And ye shall know.
And ye shall know.
That I have sent this commandment unto you.
When? You'll know.
Yes, sir.
When?
And ye shall know. That I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts.
He's going to let you know who's keeping his word.
Amen.
So you might as well know now. My covenant.
My covenant was with him of life and peace.
God's covenant was with S.C. Johnson.
Of life and peace.
It was with life and it was with peace.
And I gave them to him for
it's
fear.
No matter what you say, God was with the man. God didn't make the man lie. The scripture says, holy man spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So he had the words of life.
Amen.
And he had the words of peace.
Peace. Amen.
And now I have it.
Amen.
And if you don't hear this prophet, to hell you will go, and the fiery furnace will have you.
Amen.
When God lights his oven.
Amen.
You can't turn from the scripture.
Amen.
You can't deviate, not one iota from it. Not one tittle of it is going to fail.
Amen. Amen.
My covenant was with him of life
and
peace.
And I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me.
Johnson feared God.
And was afraid before my name.
Johnson was afraid of God. Because he knew what God would do if he deviated. That's why he said, I have held. Everything God has given me, I held back nothing that was profitable for
Amen.
You. Yes.
The law of truth was in his mouth.
Huh?
The law of truth was huh? in his mouth.
Now, what did Kenny say?
Something different.
Kenny changed. See, you can't get a preacher, sister, that will change on God.
Amen.
When God said, I've laid it down, I put the truth in his mouth, they wrote it down, they preached it. By written epistles and spoken epistles.
Amen.
The truth was in his mouth. Now, as for you that deviated, I don't know what's your problem, but I'm in mixed company with you. I need to pray the prayer, may the Lord watch between me and thee
That's right.
while I'm absent from you, because ain't no telling what you're going to do to try to come over and harm me.
Amen.
So I got to set a watch by you.
Amen.
And I got to put God between us. So if I'm working out God's plan, I got to put a watch behind me, because ain't no telling what you're going to do.
Amen.
You might be able to come and do evil.
Amen.
So I'll say, may the Lord watch between me and
Amen.
Thee
Amen.
While we're absent one from another. Saints don't need to say that to one another.
Amen. Amen.
Saints can't say that to one another, Lindsay. Why would I need God to watch between me and you, and we are looking out for one another and looking on God?
Believe the same thing. Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Can't stand up and tell the church, may the Lord, unless you're talking to mixed company.
Amen.
Now, if you're talking to mixed company, then I can understand you saying, may the Lord watch between me and thee. But Laban saying, don't do me harm.
Amen.
So I'll set a watch. I'll put God between us.
Amen. That's what he did.
And if you come over to do me harm, God will get you. If you're coming over to do me some good, then God will let you come on in.
Amen.
You hear it?
Amen.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
The truth was in his mouth.
Amen.
The Why was the truth in his mouth?
Was in his mouth?
Because God put it
God
there.
It.
And you think God put a lie in his mouth?
And iniquity was not found in his lips.
If he said there was no Son of God in heaven and never came from there, you better believe it. Because that was the truth.
Amen.
Wasn't no flesh and blood ever in heaven.
Amen.
Yet the word was there when God spoke it.
Amen.
That is the thing that put on flesh and blood in the womb of the woman.
The word became flesh. Amen.
Some son. Who's the mother in heaven that had it? Who's the mother of this son in heaven? He said, you do err.
That's right.
Not knowing the scripture.
Amen.
We're going to be priests after God forever.
That's right. Amen.
Now, if you can't get up there in flesh and blood, you think he going to take it up there? He was the example.
That's right.
He going to change you before you go.
Amen.
Kenny don't know that's the church.
Amen.
Sit in power with God. That's you sitting with God. You priest. John just looked up and saw you. John had a sight, Lindsay, that went forward and
Amen.
Backward.
Amen.
And in the present day.
Amen.
And he was able to tell you the ending of all things.
Amen.
Because he was in the spirit. On the Lord's day.
Amen.
That was the day that God was wrapping up everything.
Amen.
Folks think, oh, that's he was on the Lord's day. He was on Sunday. That's not what he said. He was on the Lord's day. The Lord's day is a day of destruction.
Amen.
That's when he could see all things ending up.
Amen.
And he heard the voice. I am Alpha.
Right.
I'm Omega. I'm the beginning and the end, said the Lord. I'm the Almighty.
Which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty.
That same one God. There is not another.
Amen.
Just like there's not another gospel, you see. My covenant was with him of life and peace. And I gave them to him for the fear.
He feared me.
Yes.
And was afraid before my name.
The law of truth was in his mouth.
And iniquity was not found in his lips.
He walked with me in peace.
And equity.
And equity. And did turn many.
Many away from
Hallelujah
iniquity.
To God. Now isn't this the man's
he
testimony? This the man's testimony.
Amen. Amen.
Kenny can't come and change this.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. The man said, I turned many.
Turned
Hallelujah
many.
To God. From darkness to the light.
And did turn.
Hallelujah to God. That's the man's testimony. You can't take it away.
Amen. Amen.
It's sealed. The scripture says if you die holy, you're going to wake up holy. You can't die holy and then all of a sudden some man open his mouth and make you unholy. No.
For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth.
They should keep it.
They should. Yes, sir.
But you got to find the truth.
Yeah.
Your sister said, I was glad to see there was an apostolic church somewhere on this block.
Yeah.
My God, I got to go in there.
Amen.
I know the truth is going to be preached up in there.
Amen.
Now, ain't no telling what's going to happen in a Baptist church.
That's right. Amen. Not the truth.
Ain't no telling what's going to happen in the Methodist and the Presbyterian.
Yeah.
But
Amen.
You know when somebody got apostolic, they got some truth up in there.
Amen.
This one got all of it.
All of it. Amen.
My God, you can see it. They wear it.
Yeah. Amen.
They're wearing it.
Dresses let it come on.
My God, they're wearing it. They better look like it.
Amen.
That's how they can look at Christ, you see. They can look at Peter. Peter's speech gave him away.
Amen.
Isn't it?
Amen.
Baby, that's all I got.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. I got nothing else. Look. You're here to be saved. That's all I got for you.
Give it to
us. Amen. I tarry for this. Yeah. Hallelujah to God. Coming. The Lord said, mixed company.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just have to tell them off.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And shake it off and move on.
Amen.
Can't be afraid of Jesus. And not in no time. This is Bishop Johnson's testimony. He turned many. Now, how all of a sudden he's been dead since 61. Someone want to come and say he preached a lie. No, the scripture says, let God be true.
Amen.
Let God be true.
Amen.
Didn't it say it?
Yes, it did.
That's what it said.
For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth.
They should.
For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
They should, Brother Sherrod. They should.
Amen.
But this one keeps it.
But ye are departed out of the way.
Don't talk about SC.
No, sir.
Now, you got to see yourself here.
Yes, sir.
You've got to see that you did not depart from the way.
Amen.
So if you didn't, that means somebody did.
Amen.
And it wasn't you.
Amen.
You still believing.
Amen. But ye are departed out of the way.
Yes.
Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts.
He corrupted. What was God's commandment to the church?
Amen.
And now he's trying to corrupt God's anointed. That'll never happen, Lindsay.
Amen.
Not in this life or the life to come.
How much money
can't do it.
Amen.
They can't buy me.
Amen.
I don't care how much money they offer, you see.
Amen.
This is not about money. Money Amen. Shall perish.
That's right.
Money's going to perish, so why would I want something that's going to burn up in a vault of a bank?
Amen.
I want to go to a grave where Christ is laying there, so when the voice sounds and the trump sound, I'll get up.
Amen.
I don't want to lay there until the first resurrection is over.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. I want to be the one that he said, blessed and holy is he that hath a part. I got a small part, and I'm going to hold to it.
Yes, sir.
I got a small part in it, and I'm going to hold to it.
Yes.
I'm not giving it up for Kenny. I'm not giving it up for nobody. Let his seed be corrupt, but let mine be glorified by God.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, God. They should keep it. But my God, I'm going to hold to God. That small part that I have in, I'm going to hold it. I'm going to hold it to Jesus Christ. Not going to change it.
Not
going to let life change it. I'm going to hold to God. I'm going to hold to him. So I'm going to hold.
Yes,
my God, okay, how hard the road get, I'm going to hold.
Yes,
I'm going to preach Christ. I can be with the eunuch.
Yes.
And remind him when he was reading about how he's going to be led to the slaughter.
Yes.
But he said, do you understand this? And he began to preach. I'll preach Christ.
Yes.
And the eunuch heard the gospel preached.
Yes.
He said, now what does hinder me?
What does hinder me? Be baptized. That's right. Yes, Lord.
Don't let nothing hinder you. Hallelujah to God. When you hear the truth, run. You run for your life. Hallelujah to God. Because you don't want to die and go to a Christless grave.
Amen.
And get down there and can't hear God.
Amen.
When you sleep, somebody call your name, you wake up.
Amen.
But if you're dead, you can't hear nothing.
Amen. Amen.
The saints sleep.
Amen.
Sinners die.
Amen.
Lindsay, we want to just fall asleep.
That's right.
So when the Father comes in the room where you are, hallelujah to God, and say, call you by your name. You want to say, Lord, how busy the devil was, but I thought on my reward, and it made me walk right. It made me talk right because my speech was stained by God's blood. I want to wake up. I don't want to die and be in hell and burn as long as God lasts. I want to make it in. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to do what is right. I'm going to follow God's word. And anybody come and tell me the prophets were wrong, I'm going to believe God's prophets and not the liar.
Amen. Amen.
It's written. My God, as he turned many from darkness. He got me from darkness.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. He turned me to the light.
Yes,
and I'm not going from light into darkness.
Amen.
Because I've already made the trip already. I come from darkness over into light.
Life,
I came from death
to life.
And I'm not going back no more. In mixed company.
For the priest's lips should keep knowledge.
They should.
They should seek the Lord his mouth.
They should.
For he is a messenger of the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
But ye are departed out of the way.
Ye departed.
Ye have caused many to stumble at the law.
Yes.
Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law.
Things you want to keep, you keep. And the things you want to think you destroy because you got some knowledge from some university, you're going to try to destroy. God will destroy you.
Amen.
All right, Malachi, thank you.
Yes,
but I want to move on.
Yes, sir.
In mixed company, you see.
Yes,
have to be mindful. Jesus had to run to fight another day.
Yes, he did.
How good is God? When you can go to his word and see you haven't changed. And somebody got to tell you to change. Something is wrong with a change. I'm a God that changeth not.
For I am the Lord.
I am the Lord.
Change not.
I change not.
Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are
not
consumed.
My God, this thing has already been led for us, and we're going to follow it.
Amen.
We're not going to change nothing. Say, well, this is the 21st century. I don't care what century it is. God is the same. That's what's wrong. The enemy is a mess. Trying to cloud. See, but he has a mask on, you see. He's trying to look like God and act like God, but you let him take that mask off. He'll prove he's the enemy.
Amen.
All you got to do to take the mask off is listen to the words.
Amen.
Watch it. And when you see that they're out of the way, you get out.
Amen.
Everybody runs from a burning building. I don't know about a fool that will stay in a burning building and burn up. A fool will stay in a burning building. Now, they're on their way to hell and won't move in mixed company. But it's going to be all right.
Amen.
We were in mixed company before. There were thousands of us.
Amen.
And here we were striving all we knew to do all that God said and the prophet told us to say. But we were in the midst of mixed company.
Yes, sir.
Just like Christ was in the midst of all these Pharisees. Get Matthew, the 23rd chapter, I believe. Just start me at the beginning and read fast. There was a covenant that we made, Viv. He said if he won, he would go away.
Amen. Yes, eyewitness.
He was a covenant breaker.
Amen.
He's the one that brought it up. He said, now, if I win, you go away. So I said, if I win, you go away.
Amen. He agreed.
I kept my covenant.
Amen.
I was in the midst of mixed company. But I still got the victory.
Amen.
The grace of God.
Then spake Jesus.
Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying,
hold. Slow up for him just a minute, just so I can set this up for saints.
Yes, sir.
He was in mixed company.
Multitude.
He was with the multitude.
Everybody.
And
his disciples.
Uh-huh. Now there we are.
Yes.
We're the one that's following what he said, but he was with the multitude.
Then spake Jesus to the multitude.
And he was with the disciples.
And to his disciples.
So he was in mixed company.
Amen.
Watch what he does here, sister.
Saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and they do not.
Hold. You see it already, don't you?
Yes, sir.
He in mixed company.
Yes, sir.
But you see how he's doing it?
Yes, sir.
He ain't calling no names like
no
me.
No names.
He ain't like me calling no names.
Yes, sir.
But there it is.
Amen.
Boom. There it is.
For they say and they do not.
They say it. Yes, come on.
For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne.
Yes.
And lay them on men's shoulders.
Yes.
But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments. And love the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogue.
You know what phylacteries are? I taught you that, right? The device that
the
children of Israel put on their forehead and they bind it. And then it binds around their arm. And they walk around bound with the commandments is inside the phylacteries. And put in the forehead in the center so they can always remember. He looked like he's a preacher.
Yes, sir.
He'll put on a robe. You know how they do. They get a voice. They all, hallelujah, ha. They got the speech. You know, they go to the cemetery and get, oh, and they sing in B flat. You know how they are.
Amen.
Yes, but that's their work. Get them in private. Let's go.
And love the uppermost rooms at feast and the chief seats in the synagogues. And greetings in the market, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. Be not ye called Rabbi.
Yes.
For one is your master.
Yes.
Even Christ.
Yes.
And all ye are
brethren. Yes.
And call no man your father upon the earth.
Yes.
For one is your father.
He's in heaven. Yes.
Neither be ye called master.
Yes.
For one is your master, even Christ.
Yes. Don't give him all this highfalutin talk. He's a criminal. He's a criminal.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
But he that is greatest among you,
yes,
shall be your servant.
Is he serving the people?
No, sir.
No. They don't serve the people. The people serve them. They want love offerings and love offerings and love offerings and love offerings and more love offerings and more love offerings.
Amen.
And when you give the love offerings, they take it everything.
Everything.
Church is falling apart everywhere. But look at him.
Whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted.
Now, don't you see us in that?
Amen.
He exalted himself. God brought him down.
Amen.
We humbled ourselves and walked out. And God took us and put us up.
Amen. Amen.
Just find yourself in the word. You are there.
Whosoever shall exalt himself.
And when you find yourself, rejoice.
And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted.
Yes.
But woe unto you.
You hypocrites.
Scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites.
In mixed company, but the disciples are still sitting there saying, get them, Jesus.
Amen.
Get them, Jesus.
Amen.
My God, that's it. Get him, Jesus.
For ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men.
Shutting people out of the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
For ye neither go in yourselves.
You can't get in because Sammy said you couldn't get in.
Amen.
And you don't want nobody else to get in.
Neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in.
You hear that? The folks down there trying to get in. But he won't let them in, Lindsay. So he's giving them a lie. And God said, I'll give you a lie so you can believe it, so I'll damn you.
Amen.
You can't believe one lie, sister.
Amen.
You believe one lie is contrary to God.
Amen.
He won't even let the people that's trying to get into glory. He won't even let them in because I'm going to preach you a lie and keep you out. Because they're going to believe him because he wears the robe. He got the speech. But that's it. My God, we got a humble place. Look, I serve God in a piano box.
Amen.
I don't need a great temple.
Amen.
Give me the side of a mountaintop. Give me the Sea of Galilee. I'll preach the gospel.
Amen.
I don't need a temple.
Amen.
But thank God for what I have.
Thank God.
Woe unto you, scribes and
Pharisees.
Woe
unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites.
For ye devour widows' houses.
You devour houses.
And for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore, ye shall receive the greater damnation.
It says a greater.
Greater damnation.
Damn you. Damn him.
Amen.
My God, they don't need to say, oh, bless him, Jesus. These old Christian folks now want to get away from what the word said. This word say, damn him.
Ye shall
That's
receive
what it
the
says.
Greater damnation.
Damnation.
Amen.
My God, damn him to hell.
Amen. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites.
Yes.
For ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte.
Yes.
And when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Twofold more
Twofold.
The child of hell than yourselves.
You on your way and everybody that's with you.
Amen.
Yes.
Woe unto you, ye blind guys.
You blind
which
guys.
Say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing. But whosoever shall swear by gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind.
Yes.
For what other is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold?
Keep on.
And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing. But whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? Whoso, therefore, shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it.
Yes.
And by all things thereon.
Yes.
And whoso shall swear by the temple, sweareth by it and by him that dwelleth therein.
Absolutely.
And he that shall swear by heaven,
yes,
sweareth by the throne of God and by him that sitteth thereon.
Yes. How many are sitting thereon?
One.
Him.
Amen. Him.
I preach Christ and one God anywhere in the scripture. Go
Amen.
On.
Woe
All the people
you.
That believe in two or three gods are heathens.
Amen. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites.
Warning these fools.
For ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law.
He omits the weight of things. He's
Good
telling thing. The people, oh, pay your tithe, pay your offering to fight against God. Amen. It was prophesied that we were going to win it.
Amen.
So we're just holding to God.
Amen.
Now, he is doing all of this, but the weightier things.
The weightier matters of the law.
The weightier matters.
Judgment.
Judgment.
Mercy.
Where is that?
Faith.
Where is his faith? I'm in mixed company.
And have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done.
This is the thing that he should have done.
And not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guys.
You blind guys.
Which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel.
It's written.
Woe unto you, Pharisees, hypocrites.
It's written.
For ye may clean the outside of the cup and of the platter. But within. They are full of extortion and excess.
Extortion?
Extortion.
Extortion?
Extortion and excess.
Now, I didn't write it.
Amen.
You'll never say I extorted anything from you.
Amen.
What you've given, we have carried this thing on when it looked like we weren't going to be able to pay it. God made a way.
Amen. Thou blind Pharisee.
Sometimes the account got so low, it was like pennies. And Sister Alma would call him. She said, sir, I don't know how. She said, but the Lord will make a way somehow.
Yeah.
And I went to pray, and I said, I know God will make a way somehow. And the Lord blessed somebody, and they blessed the Lord.
Amen.
And I say, thank God.
Thank God. Amen.
He's never left me.
Amen.
Nor has he forsaken me these 17 years.
Amen.
And I'm forever grateful.
Thou blind Pharisee,
Yes.
Cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also.
Clean yourself inside first. Amen. Clean your inside first.
Amen.
Clean the inside first.
Yes, amen.
But the God is in mixed company.
Woe unto you, scribes.
But he's letting them have it. He's letting them have it.
For ye are like unto witted sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness.
Set up a nice, beautiful sepulchre. Sepulchre. It looks good on the outside, but you know what a sepulchre holds?
Full dead, dead bones. Men's bones.
He might have it dressed pretty good, but in there are dead men's bones.
Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men.
I didn't write it.
Even so.
I didn't write it.
Ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men.
You look like you're righteous to men.
Ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity.
Full of it.
Woe unto you, scribes.
He said, if you win, Patterson, I will go away.
Those were his words.
His words were, if you win, I'll go away. He asked the judge.
Amen.
We don't want no appeals because it's not going to be, we're going to be finished.
That's right.
When I won, he's been appealing a whole year.
Amen.
When they put on the cloak, they walk around. I'm Bishop so-and-so. I'm Reverend so-and-so. I'm Doctor, Doctor. They got so many titles behind their name that people say, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But inside, when they open their mouth and say there's a son of God in heaven now and has always been there and came down and went back, that's a lie.
Amen.
What was in the womb of Mary never came from heaven.
Amen.
It was formed in her womb.
Amen.
That's why they say that holy thing that shall be born of you shall be called,
that's right,
called the Son of God.
Amen.
And Elizabeth can say, the mother of my Lord.
Amen.
How many lords is it?
One. Amen.
Jesus Christ is he.
One Lord.
One. There's only one faith.
One. This is it.
And my God, we're going to hold to the baptism. Amen. Not the baptism of John that passed on.
That's right.
But you see how Christ, even when he was walking, he came in the earth. He didn't go to Reb.
No, sir.
He didn't go to false doctrine. He went straight to the one that had the gospel.
Amen.
John.
Amen.
Everybody in the world got to do the same thing. They might say, well, look where you are. Who cares where I am? If I got the truth, come.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus went straight to John.
That's right.
He said, suffer now, baptize. He said, I need to be baptized to you. No, no, no. In the earth, you got the thing. I got to show people to find it.
That's
and
right.
Go down in water.
Amen. He set the example.
He set the example,
yes,
for us.
Yes, he did.
He don't want you going to somebody and say, well, I'm going to sprinkle you. No, he came straightway out of the water. Yes. You go straightway in.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Barry.
Don't get somebody going to give you a water hose once a year. We don't believe in fire hydrants. We believe in being buried, my God, in water.
Amen.
We believe coming on up, my God, in a newness of life.
Hallelujah.
We're going to bury our sins.
Amen.
And come up ready to serve God.
Out of that watery grave.
Hallelujah to God. Can't change it. It's been here since Peter preached it. And I'm going to preach the one God. Hallelujah to God. Our fathers kept it. Abraham kept it. Isaac kept it. Jacob kept it. Sherrod kept it. Sammy kept it. Nehemiah kept it. So am I. Not changing this.
Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees.
I'm warning you.
Because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets.
Amen. But he put on the cloak and walked in front of the people like he was so sorry that daddy had died.
Didn't care.
But then he saw a way to destroy not only his labor, but destroyed his works. Not only his work, but destroy what he preached.
Amen.
And not only what he preached, he tried to destroy me, but I wouldn't have it.
Amen.
I asked. ask for, is there a place for God in here? He said, no, ain't no place for him in here. I went out the door.
Amen. Said he put him on the shelf.
But after so many years have passed, God remembered his servant. And he delivered me. And I can preach I haven't changed. And I'm in mixed company, but I'm going to say woe to him. But I'm telling you how good God was to me.
Thank God.
I know it's going to be all right. No matter what they tried to do to the truth is going to stand. No matter what they say, the truth is going to stand. I know God is going to keep us forever
and ever.
I'm going to hold to it.
Ye serpents.
I don't want God putting a curse on me. I don't want my seed damned forever. God is good to us.
Amen.
We see ourselves throughout the book, how we kept God's words and how God kept us. Yes.
Ye serpents.
Serpents.
Ye generation of vipers.
Ye vipers.
How can ye escape the damnation of hell?
Oh, hallelujah to God. How are you going to escape it?
How
are you going to get around it? My God, you can't do it. You're going to be just like the enemy when God threw them out. They're on chains until the day when God let loose and eyes open and it's too late. We're going to be on his head like a crown, you see. And he'll be able to say, these are they that had hard trials. And hallelujah, God, they were tempted on every side. But the enemy will be looking up and say, yeah, they made it out of my hands. And God said, yes, because they were in mine and I kept them. Though the enemy is busy, if you think about God's reward, he said you're his royal diadem. Hallelujah to God. If you can just hold to what has been preached, when your eyes open, you're going to see him in all of his glory. And you're going to say, oh, this is the one that kept me. And you're going to sing hallelujah to the Lamb of God, that hallelujah to God, that taketh away the sins of the world.
Thank you, Lord.
He took the world out of us. And took us out of the world.
Thank God.
And he's been keeping us.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm forever grateful. Yes.
Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets.
I sent them to you.
And wise men.
He sent them to
them.
Yes.
And some of them ye shall kill and crucify.
Hallelujah to God.
And some of them shall you scourge in your synagogues.
Talk about them.
And persecute them from city
to city. Talk about them. Though
city.
They were dead, you go from city to city and try to condemn what he preached. Going, it was prophesied that you would do this.
Yes, Lord.
But it's all right. Whoa!
That upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth.
Hallelujah
from
to God.
From the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias, whom he slew between the temple and the altar.
Verily I say unto
you.
Hallelujah to God.
All these things shall come upon this generation.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It's coming upon them. And they're not going to get away. They're not going to get away. Hallelujah, God. He won't escape the damnation of hell when God made hell expandable. So whatever shipment he throw in, it's going to swallow it up.
Yes.
But you,
thank God.
God said, I'll spare.
Yes,
like a father would spare his own son. Yes.
O Jerusalem.
O Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Oh, yes.
Thou that killeth the prophets.
Yes.
And stoneth them which are sent unto thee.
Yes.
How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens.
Yes.
Under her wings, and
yes.
ye would not.
And ye would not.
Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, blessed is he that come in the name of the Lord.
When he see our feet, and he's going to have to say, Anthony,
blessed is he.
Blessed is he
that cometh in the name of the Lord.
That have shown me my sins this day.
Yes, Lord.
And all the things that I preach against God, it will not be until he see my face. And this will come to pass in your lifetime.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. You will see this come. When he shall say, blessed is he that's
and
coming
in the name of the Lord.
Who won't change what God has preached.
Amen.
And won't change what the prophets have said of old.
Amen.
I'm in mixed company. But when he see us coming, this small remnant, we're going to sound like 100,000 footmen. Hallelujah. Coming in the name of the Lord. Say, the Lord kept us all this time. How good is it when you can find your walk written on the right side, on the power side of God, that God is holding you and keeping you. Though the devil is busy, you're being kept. Sometimes you just can't open your mouth, but your soul is crying out, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. You got to pray now for what shall come. Because you might find yourself can't pray one day. And you got to have your prayers laid up. Hallelujah to God. Cornelius had them laid up. Got to be prayed up.
Hallelujah.
Are you going to miss this thing? God, I'm prayed up.
Amen.
I done told God to keep me forever. And ever.
Amen.
And I'm not changing what he's given me.
Amen.
If my heart is in thinking on the things that the prophets preached of old, I'm going to hold it. I'm not changing it. I don't care what the centuries bring. Say, oh, women can do this now. Women, no, you can't. No, you can't.
Amen.
If I can't do it, you can't do it. We're going to hold.
Amen.
We want our seed blessed.
Yes.
We don't want to be cursed of God.
Amen.
But whoa, in mixed company, you see he told them off. But we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. All these years, people love Bishop Johnson. Nobody mocked it. They knew where they buried Jesus. They knew exactly where Jesus was buried. When they heard about the resurrection, where did they go? They ran to the sepulchre where they had buried him, and they went in and said, he is risen. I found him.
Amen.
I asked Nick. I knew Nick did it. Say, Nick, where did you bury him? He says, right there at Eden Cemetery in the Lebanon section. I said, he said, number gray. He numbered the gray. I said, oh, why did they wait for me to put a mark on him? All this love. And when the resurrection occurred, coming right up out of the dust.
Amen.
Folks don't believe this, sister. Folks don't believe in the resurrection from the dead because they live in a hellish life now. But it's going to come.
Amen.
It's coming. See, the Lord said we've already been revived. We came up, so we're standing as an army.
Amen.
To say how good God is.
Amen.
We're standing as an army, so when something goes wrong, we say, no, that's crooked. We got to make things straight.
Amen.
We don't want to see anybody go to hell. But look, if you don't want me to get read up, don't bother S.C. Johnson and his gospel.
Amen.
If you want to be friends with me, don't bother his gospel.
Amen.
Otherwise, you don't mess with me. Don't bother our gospel.
Amen.
I've got to carry it on. I've got to save the souls of men.
Amen.
But sometimes in mixed company, you just have to hold yourself. But you all remember me. I'm going to do more damage. You pray to God, watch out after me. Because
yes,
I believe he will.
Yes, he will.
I believe he will.
Yes,
because the scripture says, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. When we leave here, we always say this.
That's right.
You see, it's our speech because once we conclude our service, we want the Lord to know we want to be kept forever and ever.
Amen.
And we don't want the day to pass without our voice not being mingled with all of them that are sanctified. If you're sanctified, you're set apart from the world.
Amen.
You'll never look like the world. You'll never go to the worldly things. You left those things behind.
Amen.
So when you get home, you tell your preacher, I met a man. I met a man.
That's right.
I met a man of God. When this earthly house has passed away, when your course here is finished, your prayer is that the Lord will say, well done. This is Bishop Patterson inviting you to listen weekly at this radio station at the same time for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. You may write to me at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023.
God is able.
He is able.
He Lord, hear His favor
right now.
Won't you come to Jesus?